Let us take our time today. We drive from Rome to Naples and then turn inland. We'll cross the Apennine Mountains and emerge above the Adriatic Sea. Our next stop is the town of Andria. Here we want to visit a remarkable piece of ancient architecture, a strange side road in the history of building. It is the Castel del Monte. This building reminds me of designing an apparatus to be used in semiconductor research while I was in the Army. I felt the need of intellectual elbow room, so I contrived to build every conic section into the apparatus. Around the functional parts, I shaped an array of lovely, purposeless, soul-satisfying curves. The Castel del Monte was designed in a similar way by a 13th century emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, Frederick II. Frederick was a scholar and an architect. He knew Arabic as well as Latin, and he was influenced by all he'd seen on a crusade into the Arabic world. He founded the University of Naples. He was also a friend to the great mathematician Leonardo Fibonacci, who introduced the Arabic representations for 0 and 10 into European calculation. Frederick's architecture is marked by strong planar surfaces with circular towers and half towers. It's all very geometric, even willful. In the words of one architectural historian, it makes no concession to the land around it, and the imprint of abstract Islamic ornamentation runs through Frederick's design. He built the Castel del Monte in the 1240s. In this land where snow is rare, it reminds us of the fractal shape of snowflakes. It's a perfect octagon, 123 feet across, with an octagonal center court. Octagonal towers on each corner carry the octagonal theme downward in scale. Its floor plan reflects octagonal Islamic tile work. It makes me think of my own play with conic sections. It's an eye-catching exercise in geometry that outruns any purpose. So, why did Frederick build it? His castles all over Sicily and southern Italy were certainly meant to express imperial power. But in this building, we see something more. It's a dark, enclosed place inside, with a form so coolly mathematical as to be beautiful. A contemporary looked at it and he wrote, "Stupor mundi et immutator mirabilis." That was more like an astonished outcry than it was a sentence. It meant something like, "Amazed world, wondrous novelty." Frederick's son, Manfred, died in battle in 1266, and Frederick's three grandsons were condemned to life imprisonment in the Castel del Monte. One escaped after 30 years, only to disappear into Egypt. And that dreary footnote is the only role in history that I've been able to find for this 760-year-old exercise in geometry. This not-quite-beautiful castle chokes on self-indulgence. When I went back to Fort Monmouth in the 1960s and found my apparatus still in use, it was an enormous relief. My own self-indulgence hadn't been quite enough to have made the design useless. Certainly any good design must have the designer's personality written upon it, but it should be etched lightly. It should be there, but only hovering. It should be no more than an aura.